And if you get a condition where you got heavy white mist coming up out of the river, you call that
fog.
And you say it's a very
foggy.
Now, if the wind has been very gentle, you know, it's gradually seeming to get stronger, you'd say it's the wind is
blowing harder.
Mm-hmm. Would you use expressions like rising?
No.
Coming up, wouldn't you use those?
It's blowing more. It's blowing harder. I mean, if I'd get up to tell my mother that, that's what I'd say.
Okay, but suppose it's just the opposite. The wind's been pretty strong. It's gradually getting weaker. You'd say, look out, the wind is...
The wind, it's calming down.
Now, you go outside in the morning in the fall. It first starts to get cool, and first time one morning it's cold, although not disagreeably. You say, this morning it's rather...
Fall-like.
And the first time that it's cold enough to kill some of your plants, you say you had a...
Frost. Light frost. Mm-hmm.
And if it's cold enough then that a body of water could become solid, you'd say...
It freezes.
And talking about that, you might say, if it gets much colder tonight, the pond might...
Freeze over.
Mm-hmm. But suppose someone arrived after that happened, you might say, well... Before you even got here, the pond had...
Frozen.
Now, when we have our second session tomorrow, I suppose, you can remind me if I forget, I'm going to ask you to draw a floor plan of the earlier house. I'm going to bring some if you draw it on.
All right.
Along with everything else, we're collecting information on comparative architecture.
Okay.
Typical houses of the region, but we'll skip that to tomorrow.
Okay.
But let's go back to something we talked about earlier, and that was you had a fireplace to heat the house with.
Yes.
And I want to talk about the different parts of the fireplace. Was there a part coming out into the floor?
Yeah, you mean the hearth?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And then was there something over the fireplace you could put things on?
Mantle. Mm-hmm.
And then inside, what did you put the wood on?
Grate.
Did you ever...
Or you had what you called, some people had grates and some people had, they're iron things. What did we call them? Fire irons? That's what we had. We didn't have a grate because a grate is one piece and a fire iron, there's two of them.
Two, see,
mm-hmm.
Okay, how did you go about building a fire in there? What were the different pieces you put in and what order?
You always put a backlog, if you could. If you were just starting fire, you put a backlog. And then you put smaller pieces of wood. Your split wood is always good, or a limb that's, an inch or inch and a half or 2 inches in the middle.
Mm-hmm.
You might put a piece of split wood with the large split side, with the large side, to the outside, and then you pile your others between that. Then underneath, and maybe with one piece sticking down, you put kindling. And your kindling usually is an old pine building you've torn up, or old pieces of plank or something like that, and you wad in two or three pieces of newspaper, and your last piece of newspaper, if you do it right, you put some coal oil on it. Strike a match to it and hope it burns. And if your fireplace has the right draft in it, it'll go. If not, you've got to start all over again. Now, with me, I always use lots of kerosene. Or coal oil, as it is called in this part of the country. Kerosene is fancy.
Okay, now, once you've been using this fireplace, what do you call the black stuff that forms in the chimney?
The soot.
And sometimes there's some white stuff left after fire burns out. What do you call that?
You mean the ashes?
Okay, let's talk about furniture for a minute. I'm sitting in a